You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, trending report time. What's trending? Well, today, part of the holiday season, Hanukkah begins at sundown tonight.
Yeah.
And then we'll end a week from tomorrow, nightfall on the 15th. I'm thinking later this morning we play the Adam Sandler song.
You kind of have to, right?
I think I'm going to.
I say, you know, I wouldn't be mad at that.
His Hanukkah song. So
he was just in town. I guess he's a huge fan of the Colorado Eagles, which is a minor hockey team here in Colorado. And so There's pictures of Adam Sandler posing with the Colorado Eagles in love.
Oh, I thought I saw a headline about that, but I didn't understand.
Yeah, it was
why
him and Rob Schneider. I guess he's a fan. He had a jersey on and everything. Well, this little minor league hockey team. So
well, we know he's a hockey fan. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, happy Hanukkah. Interesting little survey that was out asking people, here's your little mind candy. You get your choice. You can let me give you $1 million right now and you just walk away with your $1 million. Or for the rest of your life, you'll get 3 cents for every step you take.
I know. I saw this story and it hurt my head.
The thing that goes into play here is A, your age, and B, how active you are.
Sure, absolutely.
So if you're very sedentary and you never in your life are going to walk very much, then maybe take the million now and just invest it. But otherwise, if you did the silly 10,000 step, I say silly, not that it's silly to get exercise, that's very important. But the 10,000 step rule, for those of you who don't know, was created as a marketing campaign. It's not based on any medical evidence of any kind. Anyway, but if you did 10,000 steps a day, that would take you a little over 9 years to get to your $1 million, and then after that, everything would be gravy.
Right, but with current interest rates, too, I was starting to look at, like, what if I threw $1 million in a account for 2 or 3 years that's doing 4.8 right now, fixed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're automatically jumping to, like, $1.1 million within 3 years. And then
sure.
You just start, it was, my money mind was going nuts with this.
It's fun. Plus, you know, the interest rates wobble. They go up and down.
They wobble, but there's some fixed rates right now for like 2-3 years. And then you put that into like a conservative account. Maybe you're getting 4% for the next 20 years.
But even that's not guaranteed.
That's not guaranteed, but...
And I'm going to constantly be walking because I'm a walking fool.
Yeah, you are.
I think I'm going to take the 3 cents.
All right.
Do it. Either way. Here's a strange story that's out. A bunch of actresses have stepped forward and they're warning, especially young women, stop plucking your eyebrows. Is that still a thing?
Well, you know, again, I was reading this story this morning. I'm trying to visualize Nick Nack getting ready and if she does mm-hmm. the whole pluck, pluck, pluck. And I think she does, the few stray ones.
Well, several big time actors, Julia Roberts, Julianne Moore, Charlize Theron, all said it was the worst beauty mistakes they ever made. They said, if I could go back and talk to my 19-year-old self, I'd say... Julia Roberts said, to my 19-year-old self, I'd go back and say, stand up straighter, it's all going to be okay, and don't pluck your eyebrows.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have people listening today who have the tweezers in hand right now, maybe think twice about it.
Nick Nack came after me after I got out of the shower the other night because I get a few stray back hairs, you know. She's like, oh, I haven't done this in a while. Pluck, pluck, pluck. Ooh, ow. She's into it. It's a fetish.
And I just want to do, even though so many people have never heard of the guy, I just want to say a shout out to TV legend Norman Lear. That guy has been behind so many legendary TV shows. All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time. His production company funded so many hit movies. The Spinal Tap movie, The Princess Bride, Fried Green Tomatoes. All of those And he is easily one of the most influential people in the history of both the small and big screen. And Norman Lear passed away. He was 101 years
old. No way. Good for him.
Dude lived a long and really productive life. So cheers to Norman Lear.
Your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy.
Well, some quick Christmas crap this morning. A story out talking about just 15% of people claim that they're done with their holiday shopping as we sit here on December 7th, 2023. I'm in the other percent. I have not. We still need to wrap up a few loose ends for sure.
I think I'm done.
Are you? What did you ask for this year? Did you ask for anything for Christmas?
No, I don't.
Same.
There's
I didn't
nothing
do
I'm not a things person.
I just wanted
just
a new...
I never asked for anything.
I wanted a new Instapot. That's all I wanted this year.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's pretty good.
The hardest one was coming up with my son and daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Gretch who was like, what about? And I was like, ding. That's like perfect gift.
That's cool.
Perfect.
That's good.
So,
another story talking about what people are asking for this year. Men want smartphones, tablets, and electronic accessories. Ladies looking for cosmetics, perfume, and books. Oh, and other body care products. So stuff to make you look good and smell good, it sounds like.
All right.
Here's the big stat that came out of it. 36% of men and women just want money for Christmas this year. If you just give me a big old envelope full of some cash, that would be just fine.
I'll make a note. That should be a segment on our show. Is cash an acceptable gift?
Yeah. I think so.
Even though 30-something percent of people say they want it, it's always comes down to the whole the giver, you know, and if that person says, no, that's tacky, I won't do it, then the people who want the cash ain't getting it.
Yeah, but it's acceptable to, like, put a $20 Amazon gift card in an envelope instead of just $20 cash, you know, which is weird. Why does it feel so different?
I agree. It's weird.
It's
there should be no difference.
Hey.
The only difference is you can spend the cash on anything, and the Amazon gift card must obviously be spent at Amazon.
Which they truly have anything.
Yeah, but what if you wanted a Starbucks coffee one day? You can't use your Amazon gift card for that.
You'd have to go on and buy the Starbucks coffee gift card with your Amazon gift card.
There'd
be a middleman. There's too many transactions. Hey, I like this story this morning coming out of Costco. Well, it's more coming out of this young lady named Madison something or other. She lives in North Carolina. Loves Costco so much that she decided to celebrate her birthday at one. She posted on TikTok, of course, that she didn't really want to do anything big or fancy for her birthday. So she said Costco just popped into her head. So she gathered up some family members. I think there was like six of them. They wore Costco hoodies and went and sat in the little, you know, what are those, like picnic tables in the front of the Costco area where you buy hot dogs and chicken bakes and all that. And they celebrated her birthday. They spent about $30. Some of the staff members came over and gave her a cake. And people, of course, on TikTok said this was the greatest thing ever. They could have gone around and had samples for hors d'oeuvres. They say you just started a new birthday trend. And one woman was even asking if they were cool if they had her bachelorette party there at the Costco cafeteria.
Yeah, sure.
You know, why not? It's cute. I mean, back in the day, what, we'd go to Chuck E. Cheese, and this is the adult version of Chuck E. Cheese, I guess. Heartthrob Ryan Reynolds is in the news this morning. He is politely asking people to stop posting photos from the Deadpool 3 set. He says, your telephoto lenses are spoiling the surprises, and they're making it for a very difficult situation for the cast and crew because people are taking pictures, and they're, you know, posting the fight scenes between Deadpool and Wolverine. I've seen them online, and he's just asking people to stop. You seen any of the pics?
Yeah.
Looks good.
No, I have not seen those pictures, but I know that Deadpool is the only comic book / superhero movies that I see.
Yeah, they're good movies for sure.
I don't go see any of the others, but I do like Deadpool.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one because Wolverine's
because they're
in
snarky
it.
And sarcastic. That's what I like.
Hells yes. Okay, so we talked the other day about Grand Theft Auto 6 coming out. The trailer's racked up like 100 million views already and everything. Well, unfortunately, cyber criminals are already looking to cash in on the game's popularity with fake download links, so be warned. The links are offering free trials ahead of the 2025 release, and they are filled with the malware viruses. They're filled with viruses.
God.
And of course, it's going to, you know, latch onto your computer and track your bank and all that crap. So don't click on any GTA links. Be smarter. Hey, Dom, here's some fun stats this morning coming out from Stat Panda. It's a website. They rank the deadliest animals in the world based on how many human beings they kill.
Oh, I've seen these stories in the past. What do they have?
Well, number one, I mean, do we place the mosquito in the animal camp? Because number one is mosquitoes.
Yeah, I've seen that before because of the whole malaria thing. I've seen that mosquitoes are the deadliest form of life, if you want to put it that way, on Earth.
Because they have the malaria, the yellow fever, the West Nile virus, and many more fun diseases. Humans and snakes come in at second and third. Sharks and wolves kill about 10 people each year. The surprising entry is the freshwater snail. They say this little snail kills about 10,000 people annually because it carries a little parasitic disease. And I guess if you ingest it, you die. Yeah.
The deadly snail.
The deadly snail, I know. And then to round it out here at the end, hippos, roundworms, and elephants also make the top 15. Imagine getting killed by a hippo. What a way to go, you know?
It would be an epic death, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Just think at your funeral, man. People wouldn't be able to stop talking about it.
Yeah. Did you hear how he died?
Jeremy died by hippo.
They are definitely my most favorite animal at the zoo. But, I mean, if you know anything about hippos, they're mean mofos, man.
Some video went viral the other day of a hippo chasing after a vehicle over, you know, in Africa. And they were just, you know, they had the camera going as they were backing. The driver in the vehicle couldn't turn around. He was backing away and the hippo was running after him, and the hippo would not give up. It just kept coming. It was like more like an Energizer bunny. This hippo kept coming and coming and coming,
and they're fast, man. That's scary.
They're fast
stuff.
And you don't want them catching you.
Why was he so mad?
It's probably
they call him fat or something? Hey, fatty. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this story coming out of Texas. A little neighborhood called Holly Tree. An enormous inflatable Santa Claus randomly showed up in this little neighborhood. The locals have no idea who put it up. It's taller than a house. It's been there for about a week. And actually, the neighbors are delighted by the Santa Claus that randomly showed up. They say it's a fun thing to have in their community because it's spreading Christmas cheer. So check out the giant Santa on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.